Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It's a Friday afternoon. It's a channel St. Thomas. And guess what? It's time for another edition of this Taco Moment. Well, just stand by a few moments until we get everything put together here. We are going to be going live in a few moments. So let's continue with some music from the same. All right, and we'll be right back. And so there we are, the all St. Croix All-Star Steel Band. I don't remember the title of that tune, but it's very popular. It has a little different tinge to it. Well, I'd like you to just hang on a little bit longer. We're going to see what's going on here. We're checking a few things out, and we will be after a little listen to Jamesy, and we're doing Cruiser music today, local music. Here we go. Thank you. Every Friday at 1 o'clock, every Friday at 1:30, we will be bringing you music, news, Pistocco Theater. Now, the Pistocco Theater and this show, the Pistocco Moment, are wrapped together, one in one. One. So what does that mean? It means whatever's going on about in or around Pistocco Theater, you'll hear about it right here live, the Pistocco Moment. Bearing, of course, we have no technical difficulties. Those things happen when you least expect it. It's called Murphy's. But nevertheless, today we wanted to at least surprise you with a few things. And one of the surprises were, we're going to tell you about scholarships that are, there are a few remaining for the summer camps. And then there are some other things going on. But Nikki's here, so let's have Nikki go ahead and tell you all about that. Good afternoon, Nikki. You made it. Hallelujah, you made it.
Yes. I don't know why I was dialing this number, but it wouldn't go through. Okay.
Oh, you're here now. Okay.
I can jump in and tell you whatever you need to know.
Yes.
You were talking about the
summer
camp.
Sure. Yes, all right. What I'd like to do is talk about the before, the now, and the future. What I mean by that, something happened recently that was in the news to do with a Virgin Islander getting an award.
Oh, yes. It's very, very exciting. We were getting it now, so I don't make any mistakes. We've been awarded, it's a competition, or I guess it is, or really a recognition across the country, including Puerto Rico and and the Virgin Islands,
mm-hmm.
for children's programs. And it's here. I'm rather desperately looking for the form. I didn't realize we were going to be talking about it.
Okay.
But
well,
basically, it's an award recognized. 342 people across the organizations across the country were itemized, and we were one of them as one of the best education programs for children. And this is organized by the National Endowment for the Arts. Mm. And it's narrowed down to 50, and we're in that group. So, it's very cool. So we hear in another, I think by the beginning of July or so, we hear that whether or not we've actually won. So fingers crossed.
Wow.
It's a lot of different groups. They're painting and different art areas that children are being taught. But I was really chuffed to find out that with all of that competition, we've actually made the top 50, which is a big deal.
Oh, that's amazing. It is.
Let everyone know about it because it is an accomplishment. So I'm very happy.
Yes.
So we'll be publicizing all that.
Sure, and we definitely will bring it on here on the show. Another thing we'd like to have you, the audience, there are some scholarships still left for the summer camp. Is that correct?
Well, I was about to look at my email. I think we're filled up, but if not, I'll call you back. Not for sure, for sure. It's not for sure, for sure. I've been working very hard to make sure that it does get filled up.
Yes.
I will let you know as soon as possible if I have an additional space.
Sure.
I'm sorry, I'm here in the office right now, alone.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
I know, I'm juggling everything, right?
Yes. I've been there, done that. Yes. All right, no problem. Okay. Do what you gotta do.
I put it on a message. So it's a little bit confusing, but everything's fine.
Yes. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear you. Now, there's another thing that I'd like to let the audience know, because there's all kinds of good stuff coming out of Pistocco Theater. I love that word, Pistocco. Anyhow.
Confusion, pin, row, noise. That's what it really means in the Dutch Creole.
Yes. And that's what's going on right now. On a Pistocco. Anyhow,
I'm all alone.
Yeah, poor lady. I wish I could run over there and give you help and hand. I'm in town, you're out in the country. Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing that I would like to let the audience know about is, in addition to this show that comes on every Friday at 1:30, they can always go on the Pistolco website to a new page that has been put up. New page. Please.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I don't know much about the new page. I haven't even seen
okay,
it yet.
Okay, no problem. I'll help you out there.
We discussed it, and I know it's going to happen.
Okay. I have a jet going right over my head right now. It's so low that it seems like I could reach up and touch it. Oh, my goodness. It just comes off.
We're full of problems
my house.
Today, that's for sure.
Oh, yes. Anyhow, the news page on Pistolco Theater is pistolco.com/NEWS. That's where episodes that we do on this talk show will be or archived. So there's two options that people have. They can either go to Blog Talk Radio and listen to it, or they can go to pistolcotheater.com/news-NEWS and read and listen to the shows there. In addition to that, too, I'd like to let you know, Nikki, that Pistolco Moments are being heard, Moments, I should say, are being heard, iTunes. So anybody has an iTunes or Apple device, they can listen to us on that. In addition to that, we are on Stitcher. And that means Stitcher goes like a satellite in your car, satellite radio in your car. So people can travel, do whatever they want to do, and still be aware of what's going on in little old St. Thomas, Virgin Islands. Anyhow, those are some things that I wanted to talk about. And tell us what some new things going on at the Pistolco Theater. What's coming up in the near future, like next month or the month after?
Well, we have, it's all about the summer camps right now, other than finishing up our 17-18 season, you know, and to put that on the website too eventually, really soon. But basically we have the Children's Lion King Summer Camp, which is a musical theater production. And I think we may be full of scholarships, maybe when I'm waiting to hear from VI Housing, because they have, I think, 5 that I handed over to them. Ooh. So we just need to coordinate to make sure that we're all both on the same page.
There's
a new thing, join our mailing list. That's a good thing. That's a nice thing to have on our website. That's very cool.
Wow, that's good.
And
good.
After our 6-week summer camp, we still have spaces in it, not scholarship spaces, but definitely we have about 8 spaces left or so. Mm-hmm. So I need to get those filled in within the next week. So if anybody out there is listening, get your application in or just call the theater at 775-7877, 340-775-7877, which is really, really
great.
Cool. Join our mailing list for our subscription season, and I'm sure you'll get discounts if you do that. It's just plain cheaper, and you get nice seats if you just call in and say, I am a subscriber, and I hope you're going to give me a great seat.
Great.
And besides, you'll get a cheaper ticket than if you just buy them one by one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mentioning discounts, I understand that you also have discounts for veterans. Is that correct?
Yes, we have discounts for veterans, 10% off on tickets. And we welcome veterans if you have nothing to do, feeling a little lonely or lost or wondering, you know, how you can fill in your hours of retirement. Come help us build certain things in the theater or just outside the theater. We'd love to have you all. It would be really great. Really great.
As a volunteer?
As a volunteer, yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Great.
So it's these are military discounts through the Blue Star program, and this is a program which is coordinated across the U.S. and almost all theater companies who are nonprofits offer this to veterans. So I'm really proud to be part of it, to offer this
Nikki,
discount.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting the feeling that whatever happens here on the Pistolco Theater, what happens across the U.S., in any theater, you pretty well providing the same services or similar that any theater across the United States is providing. And right here in little old St. Thomas. Wow, that's amazing.
Yep, it's true.
Amazing.
It's true.
Oh.
Well, I think our recent award really knocked it out of the ballpark.
Shows it out. Yes. So what do you say, any student or any adult who wants to find out more about the whole fine arts of theater can learn about the costuming, my mind went blank for a minute, the background scenery, they can, whatever you do, behind the scenes
sets,
or in front of scenes.
Building sets, we're most eager to have contributions. By the way, I'm looking for a carpenter. I need a carpenter to build sets. Our current carpenter fell off a ladder and broke his leg.
So he's in the States being worked on.
So we will certainly need it for Lion King as soon as possible. We need somebody to build that set. By the way, after Lion King, we're doing a playwriting camp for four weeks, and it's sponsored by the Department of Labor in part. And we teach kids how to write plays. It's a tremendous amount of fun. It's right after the Lion King camp. And the teacher is Matt Kraft, who used to have his own theater company in the States for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And he's very knowledgeable. He writes plays. He just won the New Playwrights Festival. We're going to produce one of his plays next spring.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Great.
So that's very cool. And then we swing into rehearsals for the first musical. So all of you actors out there, known and unknown, if you sing, please be part of our auditioning process for the first place. It will be a musical. Yes. I'm very excited. It'll be on the website soon.
Yeah.
But don't hesitate to call the theater and find out when auditions are. Again, it's 775-7877.
Right.
So there's a tremendous amount. We're going to do some new events, maybe a murder mystery during the season. That's a cool thing, a one-night thing. Yeah.
I have a sad note to bring to your attention. There are several adults who said to me, how come they don't have summer camps for adults?
Yeah, I'm going to go to camp too, a sleepaway camp.
they can get their kids to go away for couple of weeks. They want to go away for a couple of weeks too for adults.
Really?
Maybe one day, huh?
Okay, everybody go to camps now. Goodbye.
All right, man. But you're in a camp, it's summer camp season right now. And when does a regular season begin? Back in September, October?
It will begin in October. Yes, in October. Meanwhile, we have to sell subscription tickets. So it's one way theaters actually keep floating in between productions.
Sure.
So do call us up, and I think on Tuesday we'll be ready. Or call me, and I will make notes, and we'll be able to send you whatever format you'd like, in whatever format you'd like, but we will are happy to sell subscription tickets. And it's a great way to do it. You get great seats, and you get a discount on the price. And it helps us out. I mean, you want to help keep us going, right?
Sure, definitely. And another thing that helps to keep you going, to help to keep the historical theater going, one would be the Chamber of Commerce.
Indeed.
Oh my! That night at the Chamber, is that coming up anytime soon?
Well, there was one last night at Sugar Bay, and my gosh, the hotel looks fabulous.
Ooh, wow. So I missed that. Okay, I meant to mention that last week. Oh, my goodness. And then in addition to that.
Yeah. Okay. We have a wonderful fundraiser coming up on June 25th. It's a completely new idea, and Angelo is spearheading it. It's a fundraiser to help support the summer camp if parents can't quite pay the tuition. Are you still there? Yeah. It's on the 25th here in Tillett Garden on a Sunday. It starts at 11 o'clock. And I believe we have about 10 musicians so far who are coming out to play their original compositions. And we, which I think is really cool, they're not playing just any old songs, but they're stuff that they have actually created. And it's child-friendly. We're going to have an auction with lots and lots of stuff donated by the community. And hamburgers and hot dogs. You'll find me at the grill. It's only $20 a ticket. $20 a ticket, and the whole garden will be ours because Off the Grid is closed, and so is another one of the restaurants. So you have to eat our food.
Yes, of course.
Hamburgers and hot dogs, and the bar will be open at the theater, but everything else will take place outside.
Okay.
My tip's from 11 to 5.
Okay. Now I have a request to ask of you. Would it be possible we could have Angelo back next week? Tell us more about the fundraiser.
I'm sure I'll ask him. He works on a
boat.
Sure.
Okay.
So that's a problem.
Okay. Yeah. But I also know he's a musician.
But I'll ask him. I'll see him tomorrow at King of the Wings, and he's going to be selling our tickets there. So look for me and look for Angelo at Megan's Bay, King of the Wings. I think it starts at noon.
Okay. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll be in the air at noon, but nevertheless, work out. Okay.
Well, if you can get away, come.
Yes, I'll do my best. Yes. Now, anything else going to bring to the attention of our audience?
Well, I think Music Fest for the kids is a great thing to do, inexpensive fundraiser, and help. Families send their children to summer camp. Lion King is an expensive camp. As somebody told me when I was moaning and groaning, they said, well, you're glad you're not in California because they charge families $1,000 a week. Forget the $250 a week that we charge for 6 weeks. And so be happy and help us raise money.
Sure, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we covered just about everything we wanted to cover. The awards.
I think so.
We talked about,
the next time we'll be able to announce our season.
Yes, there you go.
Yes.
And while I have you on the air, I'm going to put it out there. I'm trying to talk Angelo into original song for this show so that we can help promote him while we promote the Starco Theater. Does that make sense?
Oh, well, that's a wonderful idea. That's great.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes. Okay, great. So I'm gonna keep pushing him on that. Okay. All right.
Good idea. Thank you.
Okay, good. Well, Nikki, anything else you want to bring up? I'm pretty well covered what I wanted to.
I think we covered it all.
Sure.
Send me donors.
Okay, donors, you hear that? Go on out to the Stockholm Theater. They're looking for you, waiting for you, desperately.
That's right. That's
and
right.
Volunteer people and ticket buyers. Yes, definitely. Now, go ahead again. Mention the website and the phone number again, please, Nikki.
Okay. StockholmTheater.com. And the phone number at the theater is 340-775-7877.
Okay, very good. And on next week, we'll continue talking about what's coming up with the grant, not so much the grant, but camps. And hopefully we'll have Angelo to give us some more information, updated information on it. So until then, we're going to say so long for now then, Nikki. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I do apologize. You had difficulty getting through on the phone. Yes, those things do happen beyond my control. It happened to me too.
No problem. Well,
I called him too early, and he says, call back. Yeah.
Glad
all
I got
right,
through,
Nikki.
And
thank
I
you.
Actually hit the correct number. Talk to you
later. Okay, very good. Talk to you later, then. Thanks again, Nikki. You take care now. Bye-bye. Folks, the Stalko Moment, every Friday, 1:30 Eastern Time, be here. If you can't be here, that's okay. No problem, because you can always listen to the archive. It's both on Blog Talk Radio, right here where we're listening. We're airing a show right now. And it's also on the Stalko website. historicaltheater.com/NEWS. Until next time, folks, this is AKN, your host. We'll see you next Friday. Take care. Bye.